There's a new movie heroine trolling for a franchise. Her name is Hannah, and she just might hook one since Hannah is played by Saoirse Ronan, the stunningly talented American-born Irish-reared girl who at 13 received a Best Supporting Actress Oscar nomination. It was for her role as young Bryony in Joe Long tracking shot Wright's Atonement, and it is Mr. Wright who again directs Saoirse in Hannah. It's Wright's first action pick. Ranting about Ronan in my review of her turn in The Lovely Bones, I said Saoirse could replace Meryl Streep. I say again, Saoirse Ronan is that good. I'd like to be able to say as much about Hannah, the film. Now, don't hang up. It's not a bad movie. I just felt it was trying too hard about 20 minutes out from the ending. Otherwise, it's worth at least 3 stars on my movie-o-meter. Hannah the movie begins not far from where Cormac McCarthy's The Road leaves off, except that the child and father are not boy and man, but girl and man. She's 15, and her dad, Eric, played by Eric Bana, is, to understate it, encouraging his daughter to be totally independent. Boy, is Hannah already able to handle herself, a master hunter in top shape, with a fully installed killer instinct, with fighting tiger abilities. She and her dad have lived alone during the span of her young life in the wild, northern Arctic reaches of a Finnish forest, sort of a frigid boot camp for a girl with her former CIA agent daddy as the unforgiving drill sergeant. If Santa and Rudolph are anywhere in this remote part of Finland, they're keeping a low profile. This is not a Christmas movie. Anything you see in this film, don't try at home, whatever your age. That's important, as the fearsome girl's exploits will surely appeal to those her age, and especially kids even younger. Parents may wish to consider whether to take or let kids go see this one. There isn't any really gross chatter or sex play, except a smidgen of nubile closeness between Hannah and her friend Sophie. But the routine sanitized violence written into Hannah can be quite frightful, even if there's not as much blood as a Tarantino would likely let. Assisting in some of the bloodletting, cast your eyes on Cate Blanchett as the meanest damn lady government operative since Lotta Lenya played Rosa Klebb in To Russia With Love. Blanchett shows off her great gams in shorter-than-usual dressy skirts, and that resonant contralto voice she uses in all her performances has the ever-so-slight nuance of a Texan. Musical impetus beefs the Hannah soundtrack with Brit electronica dudes The Chemical Brothers. Their work gives real sonic drive to the well-shot and edited action chase scenes. Just recently, I caught up with the first of the Stieg Larsson trilogies on DVD, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. It's more complex than Hannah, and loaded with many more characters to keep track of, with even more plot twists and turns. But Dragon Tattoo is much easier to follow than Hannah. Could be Joe Wright feels a quick, well-oiled pace for Hannah a top priority, even risking clarity about the backstory on Hannah and her parents. The story races by those curious reasons and events that form the real fascination for this so-serious supergirl. Hannah's prowess, focus, and tenacity are byproducts of those reasons and events. Could be also the Hannah script was written to provide future exposition for the whys and whats of Hannah's existence, if any sequels bloom for franchise burgeoning. Maybe two Wright's principal scriptwriters were caught up in shorthand cinema, something directors develop worrying about their work not having enough energy keeping younger minds tuned in. I don't know. Dragon Tattoo has oceans of energy, but does lapse into well-timed ebbs and flows of story pace, all the while staying as clear as a crystal, cold, icy lake. Hannah is not so transparent. Maybe Hannah, the sequel, if there is one, will bring this exciting new character into sharper focus. Whether that's the case or not, Saoirse Ronan will keep you on the edge of your proverbial seat cushion. If you too fall for a good movie, cushion it by reading online reviews by the guy with his voice at TulsaTVMemories.com or the International Movie Database at IMDb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down in the Valley.